Blog Talk Radio.
Carol the Coach. Sex, love, and relationships. We talk about it here.
Carol the Coach. Compassion with contemporary relevance.
I am a psychotherapist. I can be your personal life coach, and I can help you with your issues. There are no problems too small or too big. You can talk about anything.
Speaker, columnist, radio TV host, and commentator. Carol the Coach brings messages of wellness and empowerment within reach of everyday people every day.
Almost 5 years ago, I lost my soulmate in an accident. He was killed in a plane crash. Life just, for me, has seemed to stop.
There are groups all over the city. I mean, I teach one. It is a specific way to start thinking so that you shift how you see the world, which then shifts your energy, and then you feel better, and you actually see things differently.
Carol the Coach. Always available to at carolthecoach.com.
Now, I've got Russell on the line.
I'm 47 years old. I'm a truck driver. I'm married. I have a wife in San Francisco.
Okay.
I haven't been home in 6 months. My thing is, I don't know if I have a sex addiction or what the problem is. Why do I want what I can't have? And as soon as I can have it, I don't want it anymore.
You're right on target when you say, I don't know if I have a sexual addiction. Well, guess what? Yes, you do. And you know what? That's my specialty, Russell, so you're at the right place. Continue.
I meet women online, and I'm in a different part of the country. I travel all 48 states, so I love sex.
I hear self-esteem issues. You never felt good enough, and you didn't feel like you were getting what you should have then, and you're reenacting that now. Do you want to change that about yourself?
Hi there. I'm Carol the Coach, a.k.a. Carol Jurgensen Sheets, and I am here with you every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to help you understand more about sexual addiction and the resources that are available out there. Many of you know, who perhaps download my show from iTunes, that sex addiction is a topic that is not readily talked about unless you're famous and you've had a lot of different partners. And then you may realize that people typically say, well, you know what, that's just a guy being a guy or a woman being a woman. Well, I got to tell you, that's not true. This is a serious epidemic. And I'm so glad that you tuned in today, because it truly is imperative that you find out what resources are available so you can take care of yourself and get yourself into some sort of therapeutic community. Now, you know that I'm a certified sexual addictions therapist. I've been doing the show for over a year, and I am here to help you out. So if you have questions, you can always email me at carolthecoach@aol.com. You can get on my website, which is www.sexhelpwithcarolthecoach.com, or you can give us a call at 1-646-595-3284 during the show. It is live, and we are more than happy to help you work through your issues. That's what the show is all about. It's getting you to the right place and working hard to make that happen. So most of you know that I have really spent the majority of the last couple of years studying and learning and interviewing the experts. And so I am so thankful to be bringing you these same experts that I work with, that I learn from. And, you know, they're donating their time to let you know about programs that are out there for you, perhaps for your partner. And books, you know, I'm a big believer in bibliotherapy. You need to be reading the right books to get the help you want. And, of course, the good old 12-step program is the key to helping you stay in recovery and feel better about some of the character flaws that you know are internal in all of us. So I am really excited tonight. I'm going to be talking with Ken Adams, Ph.D. Now, he is the clinical director and creator of the program, which is ALMA. And ALMA is a program at the Life Healing Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I know I have quite a few listeners from New Mexico. So this is something that you may be interested in for your partner, or maybe you are a partner listening in. I know I get a lot of emails from partners saying, what do I do? He won't go to 12-step meetings. He's not going to a therapist. And, of course, I say you've got to take care of yourself, whether you have the addiction or you love somebody who has an addiction. Now, ALMA is the first residential inpatient intensive program exclusively for partners of sex addicts. So we are so fortunate to find out tonight, what is that program and what does it have to offer people that are traumatized by being in relationship with somebody who has a sex addiction? Now, you know that sex addiction causes very specific problems for partners. And oftentimes I tell the men and women in my groups, I say, listen, you're traumatized by having this addiction, and unfortunately your partners may be two or three times more traumatized because it's happening to them, and of course they feel hypervigilant, like they have to micromanage you and control you to keep you from using pornography, prostitution, to keep you from dealing with your exhibitionism, your voyeurism, whatever the sexual addiction can be. And, you know, I always say we don't know what it's like unless we live that life. And there's a lot of anxiety that occurs when you love somebody with a sexual addiction. So this program is going to be instrumental in helping the partner of a sex addict to get in touch with his or her feelings, to boost self-esteem. I'm real excited to be finding out what exactly does it have to offer, especially since it's the first one in the country. You know, I say that we are all pioneers in this field. If you're listening to the show and you're a sex addict, you're a pioneer, because although sex addiction has been around for a long, long time, truly, it is not until the mid-80s that we even began to look at what programs and resources were available. And so that's not very long for you to be in this field and figuring out, what can I do to get help? And if you're a partner listening to the show tonight, and I know I put out a blast to the partners so that they would listen and be validated in terms of their feelings, you know, this isn't something that you can just talk to anybody about. So we are, again, so excited to have Dr. Kenneth Adams on the program talking about the Life Healing Center and their specific program, ALMA, which is the first residential inpatient intensive program exclusively for partners of sex addicts. Now, you know, I run a group, and so much of my work that I do with the men in my group is to help them figure out what they need to do to stay in recovery. You've listened to the show enough to know that I believe you need a certified sexual addictions therapist. You need 12-step programs. And if you don't have anything in your area, you can always get on the telemeetings. There's no excuse for not being a part of our 12-step community, whether that's SA or SAA, whether it's COSA, the meetings for partners. You really need to do that. You need to have a sponsor. You know, you need somebody who can mentor you and take you through the steps. And as I was indicating tonight to several of the men in group, you know, I said sometimes partners need intensive treatment. And you've listened to the show. You know that there are workshops all over the country for partners. But this residential treatment center is especially unique because it is the first in the country. So we are going to be talking with Dr. Ken Adams here in a couple of minutes. Now, you may say, what's a therapy group with sex addicts? Typically, we gather 8 or 10. I happen to believe in keeping them male or female. And so I've got a group running right now with about 9 men, and they do the therapeutic work to talk about the traumas that have occurred to them, because so much of sex addiction is about trauma reenactment. If something horrible has happened to you as a kid, it may be likely that you have a compulsive disorder where you are reenacting that now as an adult. Or maybe you just happen to have gotten involved in behaviors that became habitual, that provided neurochemistry in the brain that actually creates cravings and urges, creates obsessions and compulsions. And if you're one of the people listening to the show and you say, I know, I have told myself a million times I'm going to stop, and that has never happened, then I'm telling you, you're at the right place to get the help that you need. So I am so excited to be with you, and there are no topics that we do not discuss, and you can always email me at carolthecoach@AOL.com or call into the show at 646-595-3284. All right. Well, I am, again, pleased to be talking with Ken Adams. Dr. Adams, is that you? Are you there? Okay, we have just a little lapse in our radio show, and when that person comes on, we will be talking with him shortly. Again, our number is 646-595-3284. Hello, I am here with you, and I am Carol, the coach. And I cannot emphasize how pleased I am that you're listening to the show, that you're getting educated, that you're finding out that you can even talk to therapists who provide Skype services. You know, they'll get you to the right places. They believe in that. So one of the things that I really feel is imperative in working with people is that they get the right resources. And I would recommend www.sexhelp.com because it is there that you can take a test, see if you do have a sexual addiction, and read all the bibliotherapies that will help you to decide what you need to do next. There are resources out there for you. Okay. And welcome to the Carol the Coach Show. How can I help you? This is Carol the Coach, and you are listening to Sex Help with Carol the Coach. Are you there? Well, we're having a little technical difficulty, it sounds like. I don't exactly know why, but I am very excited to be working with anybody who wants to talk about sexual addiction. Hi there, this is Carol the Coach.
Carol, this is Ken Adams.
Well, hi, Ken Adams, and thank you so much for joining the show tonight.
You're welcome.
You've got something really important to talk about. And ALMA, am I saying it correctly? ALMA, A-L-M-A?
You are. That's correct. That's Spanish for soul.
Oh, that's beautiful. And, of course, you're out of the Life Healing Center in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If people want to find out more about life healing, they can go to www.life-healing.com. And what made you decide to start the first residential treatment center for partners?
Well, partners of sex addicts have suffered for many years, often in silence, given the tremendous shame and abuse and betrayal that goes on in a sexually addicted relationship. And there has been a need in the treatment community for a residential intensive program that would allow these men and women, largely mostly women who come into treatment for this, but not limited to women, to come into a place where they can get some assistance and get focused on exclusively around their experiences in the sexually impacted by sexual addiction, which is very specific in terms of its trauma. And oftentimes approaches over the years in therapy have not exactly hit the nail on the head, and it's been treated as, you know, some degree of trauma, but it's been put into the general category of trauma and not specified enough. Other times, in some more serious misses in the treatment attempts, have some therapists have actually encouraged partners of sex addicts to join the sex addict in their behavior and to their pornography use and so forth, further deepening the shame and the betrayal and the abuse to the partner. So I designed this program at Life Healing Center, which is a treatment program for trauma and sexual addiction, sex and love addiction. And the idea of putting together a partners program was a perfect fit in Santa Fe, New Mexico at Life Healing. So we have the first residential program that focuses exclusively on the partner's treatment. It's a two-week program, and we named it ALMA for two reasons. One was to try to capture some of the spirit of the Santa Fe history in terms of the Spanish culture, a soul. Again, ALMA means soul, but also an attempt on our part to capture where we were trying to take these partners of sex addicts, which is to try to reconnect, help them reconnect with their own soul, their own spirit, which is often very trampled on, very abused, and very lost in the sexually addicted system.
Well, and you and I both know that so oftentimes the partner of a sex addict almost becomes hypervigilant. I mean, they want to make sure that they don't get betrayed again, and if they're going to be betrayed, they want to know about it first, and so they tend to micromanage out of their own trauma, pain, and hurt. So I'm sure your program really helps them to reconnect to their own soul and work on some of their own issues and either develop that trust in themselves or that trust in a higher power to help them with this issue.
By all means, you know, what you're referring to, this hypervigilance, and again, is often, it's sometimes expressed as what feels like and looks like, and sometimes is controlling behavior, is often misrepresented or mistreated in the treatment community as something that the partner has to stop and get over. And certainly it can become its own problematic behavior, both for the partner and the addict. But what's missed sometimes is that vigilant behavior is really a post-traumatic stress reaction that's happening in the brain. The brain has become in a chronic state of stress. And we see this in any traumatic, acute or chronic trauma response, where the brain is in a hyper alert state, that cortisol is being produced in ways that it shouldn't be. The person is on hyper alert, and they're trying to control their environment ultimately so that they themselves can calm down. And so what we do in the ALMA program is help them catch up with themselves and reduce this intensity and find a different way to begin to develop some skills and some non-negotiables of how to manage the relationship that they're in and how to manage the trauma that they've been impacted by, and then what they'll do to take care of themselves. So we provide a landing place. I like to call it a cocoon. So our ALMA program, I've been referring to people as I've talked about it and spoken about it across the country, as a cocoon, a place for the partners to come to cocoon, to get supported, to feel what it feels like again, to be treated with respect. You know, that is such a huge casualty in the sexually addicted relationship, is the partner often feels and is abused, treated disrespectfully, or feels disrespected because of the behavior, and has lost track of what's really should be the norm, which is to be treated with love and respect and to have implicit and explicit bonds of trust honored. And so we help them land, if you will, and cocoon them so they can be reminded in their hearts and their souls and in their brains what it feels like to be treated with respect and to have their reality validated and seen as an accurate representation of what's going on and not being told by a therapist and unintentionally trying to do the right thing that you should just join your husband, for example, in pornography and that will stop you guys from fighting. And that's such the wrong message to give to a partner of a sex addict whose partner is using sex compulsively, addictively, like porn. Because it winds up leaving the partner, the spouse, the partner of the addict feeling at fault that there's something that she should do and that she really can't complain about this. So we try to help them reclaim their sense of self, their sense of spirit, their sense of reality. And as they do that, that vigilant response that you're talking about begins to diminish and decrease for them.
Well, and you know, you talked about this being for women. Is this type of trauma unique only to women?
Well, no, not at all. You know, I mean, historically and typically and still, most of the sex addicts are being treated in the clinics and outpatient practices and residential programs across the country are primarily men. So, and if they're heterosexual, of course, they're in relationships with women. So a large percentage of the treatment focus or population has been men as sex addicts and women as partners. But there's also, of course, gay sex addicts and gay partners. So you have men who are partners. And then there's a growing population of female sex addicts and female sex and love addicts because of the internet, the opportunity to engage in fantasy, to get lost in fantasy, to have brain neurochemistry altered by spending hours and hours on chat rooms and doing home-based pornography. A lot of women are doing things that we and getting hooked and addicted to sexual acting out behaviors, what they like to call it, in ways we never saw with the frequency we do now. So as a result, we are having more and more heterosexual men who are coming in for treatment for partner issues. And they're presenting with the same kind of distress, the same kind of vigilance. They feel very diminished. They feel less than by the behaviors of their sexually addicted female partners.
So that
group is increasing. But it's still the minority. We still primarily see women coming into treatment for partner therapy.
Well, and it's so difficult for a man to admit that this kind of stuff is going on. And there's such a stigma for men to be talking about this. Now, does ALMA work with men, or is it primarily for women?
Well, the ALMA program, it occurs, it's a two-week program that occurs monthly at Life Healing in Santa Fe. And approximately 9 or 10 of the programs of the year are gender-specific to women, and two or three are mixed gender. So that would include men and women. So women who either didn't care about meeting an all-female group or thought it might be a benefit to be in a group with a male. And then that also leaves room for both gay men as well as straight men who are feeling betrayed by a partner who is a sex addict. So we do have room, and we do have very specific dates that are for mixed gender. I think the first one, I don't have it in front of me, I think it's either June or July, that we'll be doing mixed gender.
Okay, I'm glad, because that means that everybody gets their needs met, and that is so important for the partners, because they don't have, you know, here in Indianapolis, we just have two COSA groups, and yet we're 1.5 million people strong, and that's certainly not enough resources for them. And you know, in my work with men and women who are partners and sex addicts, it's for probably 5 to 10% of them, outpatient therapy isn't enough. It's just not intensive enough. And so it's so nice to hear that there's a specific program. Now, when you say 2 weeks, they actually come on a what and leave on a what?
Well, they come in on a Sunday. So I specifically designed this so that only one full weekend would be taken up, because I knew that there would be a lot of women who were mothers, And they were going to have a hard enough time leaving the addict at home, which is an act of courage and self-care just to let go of that. And I really applaud them for taking time, the women we've had in the program already, for taking time for themselves. I just think it's remarkable. And I knew there would be women who would be parents of young children, and I didn't think it would be useful or practical to have more than one full weekend. So they come in on a Sunday. They get oriented to the campus, beautiful campus overlooking the mountains in Santa Fe. And they start on Sunday night, beginning to tell their story, and then continue Monday and through Tuesday morning in the small group experience, specifically just having a chance to be heard. So in that way, it's unstructured. We haven't started with assignments or anything at that point. And then we go through the following weekend and then the following Friday. So the second Friday, they leave in the early afternoon, time enough to catch a plane. So it's just shy of 2 weeks. I think it's 13 days and just one full weekend. So we like that a lot. Our focus is very specific. You know, there's only so much you can do in just shy of 2 weeks. So our intention is to help them, you know, reclaim their reality, to get through some of this intense vigilance and pain, and to allow the anger a place to be honored. Because oftentimes, of course, once partners come out of the shock stage, and initially when they find out about their spouses or partners acting out, there's an initial shock, and they're kind of in disbelief. They haven't quite caught up with it yet. Oftentimes, sex addicts have very, very, hidden double lives, and it's sometimes a complete surprise. They haven't even seen a flag if there's been a problem. Other times there have been flags. But it's always some degree of shock. But once that shock starts to soften a bit, usually the other feelings start to come up, and anger is one of them. And understandably, there's a lot of competing needs in the family system. The addict wants the partner not to be so angry. He's entered recovery. Why are you so angry? I've done what you've asked. And yet the partner needs a place to have the anger honored. And so we do that. We allow that to be there. And then we move them into some acceptance about loss and grief, you know, because invariably, part of what that love affair was for them has often been shattered to some degree. And then we move them into the following week with some work on resiliency. And every day, the ALMA program is set up, you know, it starts with meditation and quiet time, it moves into breakfast, and you know, every single piece of the day is linked to the piece preceding and following, so that the entire flow of the program is exclusively designed for partners. Not one piece of the program interfaces with any other education class or group or even a van ride with other populations on campus. So mm-hmm. it's exclusively a treatment package for partners. On Sunday morning, they have a spiritual time. They meet with a Native American healer. They do a medicine wheel. And if they have very specific faith issues, they're allowed to integrate that into their Sunday morning. Sunday afternoon is a bit of a down day, but even that's, you know, purposely designed. They either go on a hike or they go to a museum in town. They find some way to sort of, you know, kind of catch their breath, connect with the area, the land. And so Sunday is kind of a transitional day. And then the following week is really about building resiliency, you know, helping them develop their needs around disclosure, you know, what they need to know about sexual secrets of their acting out partner. There's a self-care plan. There are non-negotiables that they set up. So they really work on resiliency before they leave. And so our feedback so far, and we're only into our second program, is that, you know, the women who left, you know, did not leave feeling like they had an open wound. They left, all of them left feeling like, even though they had been moved into their deeper pain, they had come out on the other end of the ALMA program feeling very solid and resilient, which was a great piece of feedback for us. We were so delighted to hear that.
Well, you know, you said deeper pain, and for our listeners out there, what would constitute the need to come into your inpatient program, a program like ALMA?
Well, there's probably a few different places in the journey to think about the usefulness of the ALMA program. I think anything except for the very initial shock stage. So outside of when partners have the initial shock, they can barely process their day-to-day living, frankly. Mm-hmm. And I think once the shock begins to subside, and you need a good outpatient therapist or an outpatient program that can help them with that, and you need a very skilled therapist who knows how to work with partners and you know, isn't using just general therapy guides. I think any time after the initial shock stage that a therapist or the partner feels like it's a good time to kind of come into their own experience for a extended period of time just to reclaim themselves and get their own voice, their own reality, their own set of feelings, their own intuition back. So that could occur in the first 6 months. It could occur 2 years down the road. You know, sometimes we see partners who, you know, have been stuck sort of in the initial phases of you know, after discovery. As the shock wears off, they kind of get stuck in the grief and the anger, and they can't unhook from that. And the vigilance, and they're what they want to do is they want to create safety so they're not humiliated again or abused again. So they're oftentimes stuck in a state of trying to control their environment and to that extent control the addict. And that causes its own cycle of distress for both of them, or contributes rather, I wouldn't say cause. So that's a good time. You know, it's an opportunity to step back and reclaim herself, decide how she or he wants to be, how they really want to act, and what they really need around retrusting, and come to terms with the losses and the difficulty there. So I'd say any point in the process where there was an opportunity for them to kind of strengthen their program of journey, strengthen their journey and program of recovery and healing, to get unstuck, to do some personal healing. So, you know, they could be out of it. They could have divorced, for example, their sex addict, and still feel that they were carrying the wounds and were having a difficult time dating again or not trusting. That could also be a time to come in, you know, to kind of come in and kind of revisit, you know, the parts that are still there and make some new decisions about the journey ahead. And so I think there's plenty of places that the OMA program could work for folks. So, again, I like the image of a cocoon. And so I think anytime somebody feels like they need some personal transformation at any point in the process, it's a good time. So, you know, in that way, the OMA program was designed by me so that it would service outpatient practices for therapists who had outpatient practices who did not have enough group work to support the level of care that partners needed. It was also designed to support and be available to folks who are running intensives. So there are some folks across the country that are running, you know, 3 or 5 day intensives for partners, outpatient. And sometimes those folks need more than that. Sometimes, so people in the therapists who are running the intensives are looking for a place to refer. And then there's inpatient units, too, residential programs in which somebody's some addict's situation comes to the surface, the partner is told in a disclosure, and they have no place to go. They're in a state of, you know, pain, and so the OMA program could also serve them. So there's a variety of times in the process and different places in the community where the OMA program fits in. Because it is unique in that while there are other outpatient intensives out there, this is the only residential program that's exclusively for partners to this date. There are other programs out there, but they're mixed into other populations. Our program is not mixed whatsoever with other populations.
So, of course, you operate from the presupposition that a partner can recover from the impact of sex addiction, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, I think there's some casualties with this, though. You know, I think the whole existential, you know, life view gets upended. You know, it's not only I can't trust him or her, but now I'm not sure I can trust the world, right? I extended myself in this long-term love, and I let myself get vulnerable and dependent, and now I've been upended. I don't know who I can trust anymore. So I think there's some pains and there are some spots in the person's spirit, if you will, or psyche that will probably always be there to manage and to tend to. But that said, I think that re-entering and extending oneself to the possibility of love again is really quite possible. Because recovery, among other things, for partners, is a reclaiming of the self. And I think that ultimately, you know, the ability to love again, to be vulnerable again, comes from a sense that I am okay within myself, and I know better and how better to trust, and what questions to ask, and what signs to pay attention to. And so I think there can be a maturing that comes out of the healing. I think there can be a more healthy and robust way that love is viewed. And so I think there's a lot of possibilities that come out of the healing process for partners. I think that, you know, and even in some of the relationships with their sex addict, you know, we hear lots of stories. I mean, there's a lot of painful endings and painful long-term conflicts, but we also hear stories, and I've heard stories in my outpatient practice, which here is in Michigan, by the way, where we have a comprehensive program for addicts and their partners on an outpatient basis. And I have heard stories of the sexually addicted couple recovering. And so in that way, the addiction is so when I see that happen, the couples have come together. You know, the partner and the addict have come together in as allies in the fact that the addiction has traumatized them each separately and the coupleship, and they stop blaming each other in time. They recover from the shame that the couples have picked up, because it's ultimately their shame for the addict, for the sexual secrecy and the acting out and the behaviors that feel repulsive and so forth to them, and the betrayals, the violations and betrayals of trust that have occurred. Their shame for the partner of who she's involved with, what she feels people see that she's put up with, even though it's really hasn't necessarily been the case. Sometimes some of the behaviors that she's participated in. And then there's shame as a couple. I mean, you know, sometimes those couples are alienated from their families because their families are found out, perhaps in the wake of anger or desperateness. Sometimes either the addict or the partner may share too much with family members. And so, you know, out of that, though, if the partner and the addict can come together, they can be allies against the shame, and they can rebuild. And we have seen some very loving re-journeys. And it's not the same, though, right? You can't go back and undo what's been done. Mm-hmm. One of the big mistakes for people is that one of the defenses that people have when they're traumatized is they go back in their mind and say, geez, only if, I wish this wouldn't have happened, if only you wouldn't have done that. And that's what we call undoing, trying to undo the past so that the pain will go away. And the partners and the couples who make it are the ones who come to acceptance that we have in the fabric of our history a very significant source of pain that we will always deal with to some extent, but in time, not as much, but we can go on a different path. And so the couples who make it are the ones who start a new piece of the journey. And the guidelines and the rules and the commitments around retrusting have changed. And sometimes, though, that partner leaves the relationship where the betrayal occurs, and they have to look at love differently and to rebuild, and we see that happening as well.
Well, and I want to ask you, because obviously I'm talking with Dr. Kenneth Adams, who is the director and creator of the ALMA program, the only inpatient residential intensive program for partners. It's a two-week program, and you have pretty much designated your entire practice to sexual addiction and the people that it affects. So you mentioned your own private practice, and again, Ken, that's out of where?
Well, I'm in suburban Detroit, Michigan, and I've been working in the field for close to 30 years now, and we work almost exclusively in my practice in Michigan with sex addicts and their partners. So we have a comprehensive, robust outpatient practice, but one of the things that I've always dreamed of was to consult and direct our residential program, which is what Life Healing has given me an opportunity to do, so that I can kind of help shape the addiction tracks and now the partner tracks. So we have at Life Healing, because there are people, even though my outpatient practice is very comprehensive, there are some cases we just can't handle on an outpatient basis, both for the addict and or for the partner. So there's a number of very good residential programs going on in the country. Life Healing is one of them, and I've been lucky enough to have an opportunity to be their consulting director, I guess if you call it that way, and to have an opportunity to help direct their addiction pieces, and now their partner track. But you know, I'm primarily in Michigan, in addition to overseeing Life Healing in Santa Fe.
Well, and anybody who's had the pleasure of working with Dr. Adams, either as a professional or as a client, knows that clearly you have written a lot of the protocols for how to help addicts and their partners, and obviously you're a visionary. You keep seeing more holes in the process and create programs to meet that need. It's so nice to hear you feeling so much compassion for partners. You know, so many people don't know what to do with a partner.
Yeah, well, thank you for those compliments, and I have a lot of compassion for both the addict and the partner. I think this is a devastating disorder, and I think there's a need for a lot of good people out there, and there is a lot of good professionals out there working very hard. There's a lot of creative people doing good work. I borrow from some of these very creative people, and to help create the OMA program, so I don't want to take full credit, you know. Like all good ideas come from other good ideas.
Right.
And so my idea in creating OMA has come from many of my colleagues who I know and who I just know by reputation, who are out there working hard as well. And so I'm privileged to be part of a larger professional body who are really working very diligently to address this population. And you know, a lot of my work and training is to also help other therapists. And as you know, I helped to work and train with the ITAP organization, the International Institute of Trauma and Addiction Professionals. And so there's a specific training package for working with sex addicts, and there's a new one for working with partners. So there's a lot of good work going on out there. I think the next, you know, and what's happened in the field, and you see this, you saw this in the alcoholism field, is, you know, the alcoholic and the addict always take up a lot of the resources and time. And and the partner and the spouse kind of gets the second leftover resources and energy of the professionals. And some of that, it's unintentionally neglectful, I'm afraid. And some of that comes because working with addiction is so darn difficult. And particularly sexual addiction has been, you know, a lot to get our arms around. There's been a lot of controversy over the years. There are still people who just refuse to acknowledge that somebody can get hooked on sex in an addictive way, which is essentially at this point contrary to the general view of most solid professionals, including the neuroscience field. And so, but I think there's been a lot of robust and competent ways to treat sex addicts that is working, and it's working in my practice. In Michigan, it's working at Life Healing. In the residential track, it's working in other people's practices. And so naturally, a lot of attention has now been turned to partners' work. And so we're getting a very increased flow of new material. There's been a number of books written. There's a couple of workbooks out there for partners. And you see an emergence of competent treatment for partners now. And I think the next wave of treatment in the sexual addiction system, because, you know, addiction is always systemic. Sex addiction is not a behavioral problem. Sex addiction is an addictive disorder. Addictive disorders are always systemic. They always affect other people, and they affect systems. And, of course,
somehow you're fading away from us. So
I'm sorry. Can you hear me okay now?
It's still a little fuzzy.
How about now?
That is perfect. Yeah.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Okay. I lost something there. So addiction is all, what I was saying is addiction is, is always a system, a systemic problem. It's not a behavioral problem. And there are casualties, you know, and now that we have had good work with addicts and emerging good work with partners, the next piece of the journey in the treatment field is really to start working with children of sex addicts.
Well, I agree with you. Now, let me ask you, when you say a systemic problem, you mean that it affects the family system and other systems around the addict?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Addiction is not a behavioral problem. That's such a misnomer. Addiction is a system problem. And absolutely, the families are affected by the secrecy, by the addict's impatience and anger and protection of his stash. And sometimes the abuse of the family members. Addicts are notorious for treating others well or putting their attention elsewhere outside the family and giving leftover energy in regard to the family members. And children of sexually addicted families are also casualties. They're affected by the discord in the family. Sometimes they're affected by the witnessing of inappropriate sexual behaviors, affairs, pornography. They're affected by, yes, the partner's, states of anger. They feel caught in loyalty between the addict and the partner. And so sometimes the addict has exposed children to inappropriate behaviors. That doesn't necessarily mean they've been inappropriate with the children, but they may have exposed them to inappropriate behaviors. They may have discovered pornography or their websites. They may have witnessed them in affairs. Sometimes the partners have exposed too many sexual details in front of the children or to the children. Sometimes the partners have slept in the same bed with their children for comfort. So not necessarily overtly erotic or sexual, but for comfort. And so oftentimes the children are casualties in the systems, and we're just now catching up to that in the field.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. Now, let me ask you, because I'm sure there are people out there listening that are wondering about cost. And the first thing I want to know is, does insurance cover any of this?
Insurance does not cover the ALMA program. The ALMA program is a private pay. It's approximately $9,000, which actually is a good price for a two-week program, which includes all the treatment. It includes room and board. So it's the whole package. I'm just learning about the residential price points. It's actually a very good price point for a two-week program where it's residential.
And I know that may be sticker shock to some people, but absolutely, if this teaches a partner who's been so traumatized, who can't relax, who thinks about this every second of the day, if it teaches them some self-healing and some anxiety reduction and some the beginnings of trust again in oneself, it's well worth the money. Now,
I think so, because I think recovery also, I think that addiction gets in the way of functionality, so people begin to lose money in the wake of addiction, effects of addiction. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, absolutely. I was wondering, do you have, does Life Healing Center have any kind of payment plan or financing? Because that's a typical question I get.
I know they have worked in the past with some folks, and I can't speak directly to that. And I think that they'd have to call admissions and speak to them directly about that.
Okay.
But because I understand that people offhand might feel like that's a lot of money, although that one of the ways to think about that, I think, is it helps, even though it's a lot of money up front, in the long run, it saves money down the road of doing a lot of outpatient treatment that could go on for years that doesn't get them unstuck sometimes. And so they'd have to call Life Healing Center in Santa Fe directly to speak to the admissions folks about that. But because it's purposely priced as close to what was reasonable as they could, I'm not quite sure where they would fall on that, so I can't really speak to that.
Well, that makes sense. And, you know, when you think that people are spending $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 on cosmetic surgery, it's important to work on the soul first before you do any of the other stuff. So,
well, you know, the other thing, too, I just, you know, it's not uncommon for the sex addict to either directly spend a lot of money in his acting out or to have lost a lot of money because of his preoccupation. And sometimes the partners are the ones who are vigilantly watching the money, and they feel like they're the last ones who should get access to treatment money, and they're more willing to give the $9,000 or whatever to the addict to get help than themselves. And I just want to say that I think partners are worth, and it's needed that they spend the money on themselves sometimes.
Oh, 100%. So I want to tell people, again, if you need to look into this program, and I would highly recommend that you do, you can go to www.life-healing.com and look up the ALMA program, which is A, capital A, capital L, capital M, capital A. And, again, that stands for soul. So it's a reclaiming of your soul for partners who feel like their entire life has been jeopardized by the sex addicts acting out. Anything you want to add before we end for tonight? Because you've really done a nice job of describing this program, and you know, I know there are partners all over the world that listen to the show, so I hope that they will look into this program, especially if they've been working with an outpatient therapist for a while and haven't felt any relief.
Well, the only thing I would say is don't give up on themselves. Don't believe the lies. Keep hope out in front of them and get the help they need.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Ken Adams, for being a part of this program, for setting it up, for providing it to partners. And, you know, this is, again, the beginning of many more programs to come, and it's nice to see that you founded another one.
Well, thank you for having me, Carol. You've got a great show. Congratulations to you
on
it.
Have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, again, I was talking with Ken Adams, and he is the clinical director and creator of this program. It's called ALMA. It's at the Life Healing Center, and that's www.life-healing.com. It is for sex and love addict partners. So if you're listening to this show and you just don't feel like you're getting any relief, and, you know, maybe COSA has helped, but you still have that internal anxiety, and, you know, summer's coming up, and you're really worried. You're worried about what is someone able to do. You know, I get so many partners that this is a tough time for them. The women are dressing in shorter skirts and shorter shorts and lower-cut tops, and bathing suits are everywhere, and you're seeing commercials where everybody's showing their belly button, and, you know, that in and of itself is a trigger for the partners because they fear it's a trigger for the addicts. And you combine that with just the feeling that, you know, they can't leave the addict alone for fear that they'll act out. That keeps you in bondage, and you don't deserve to be in bondage. You deserve to reclaim your soul and to create some self-esteem in you that's going to get healthy no matter what. And it sounds like Ken said, you're going to learn how to have your own voice. You're going to claim your own reality, your own sense of self. And if you're stuck in that anger and stuck in trying to control the addict, it's important that you do something intensive to move out of that horrible, horrible feeling of despair, distrust, and disgust. So I would really encourage you to look into the program. And again, Ken said it beautifully when he said, I know you as a partner will probably sacrifice the money and allow the addict to get healthier. And truly, what I believe in all marital therapy is that it only takes one person to really get healthy and move the relationship forward. And so you might as well, as a partner, be the one to do that and stop torturing yourself with your fears, your anxieties, and your insecurities. So this show is about how can the partners get more intensive help. And if you get on my website, www.sexhelp.com, carolthecoach.com, with carolthecoach.com, you will be able to read some of the entries we've had from partners. And if you go to iTunes and put in Sexual Addiction with Carol the Coach or Strength, Hope, and Recovery with Carol the Coach, up will come all of the lists of shows, and we've done several partner shows. So, you know, you're not alone here. I'm more than happy to help, and you've just heard from one of the experts in the field, and he really is amazing in terms of his work with sexual addiction. Now the partners, and it sounds like we're going to be looking at how we can treat the kids that are also the casualties of this horrendous disorder. All right. Well, I so appreciate you being on with me. I'm really excited about next week, too. We're going to be talking to Milton Magnus, who has written an incredible book on hope, strength, and recovery. And it's on how sex addicts can right the wrong with their wrongs with their partners and what partners can do to begin to build the trust. He's got an incredible program. I've had several of my clients go through it. It's a 3- and 5-day intensive, and we've got him on next week talking about that as well as some other programs that he's just beginning to start too. His book has been revised, and it's out in a new edition, so I hope you will stay tuned for that. Again, if you have any questions about tonight's show, you have any questions in general, feel free to contact me. And that's at carolthecoach@aol.com. And as I say to you at the end of every show, there will only be one of you at all times. So I fearlessly want you to have the courage to be yourself. And that means being authentic. And that's the number one goal we go for in individual, group, and couples counseling. Because once you are honest and open about your feelings, you're on the road to recovery. And as Ken called it, you are revisiting the new journey ahead with personal transformation. Okay. So have a great week. We'll see you next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And thanks again for listening to Sex Help with Carol the Coach.